Shri Sai Ram, offering my most humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan, respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my loving Sai Ram to all of you. This time, from the state of Rajasthan, 300 devotees from the 17 districts of Rajasthan have assembled here for celebrating the 3 days in the bliss in the Parthi Yatra. First of all, I would like to express my deep sense of gratitude from all the devotees who are present here. Deep sense of gratitude to Bhagwan for allowing us to be here and to share the bliss of Prashanti Nilayam. Rajasthan is normally being characterized as a land of desert, scarcity of water, famine. But on the contrast of it, on the spiritual field, Rajasthan has produced many spiritual giants, many saints and sages. You all are aware of Mirabai, Saint Dadu Dayal, Khwaja Mohinuddin Chishti. These are the few which I remember, and there are so many. So, in Rajasthan, the Sat Sai Seva organization was established in the late 1960s, and we have been blessed by the two divine visits of Bhagwan in the year 1973 and then later in the year 1982. Bhagwan has also established a college, Sat Sai College for Women at Jaipur, and this was the first college after Anandpur which was established anywhere in India. Presently, there are two colleges which are under the Sri Sat Sai Trust Rajasthan, which are run at Jaipur, at the Sri Sat Sai PG College for Women and Sri Sat Sai Ishwaramma Teachers Training College. These are the two colleges which are there. In Rajasthan, which is geographically the biggest state in India, and we have our presence in the Sai organization in the 17 districts of Rajasthan. We have in total 33 districts, and we have 23 samitis and 4 bhajan mandalis. Now I'll quickly go through some of the service initiatives which have been taken up by the Sat Sai Seva organization Rajasthan in the last 3-4 years. The first and foremost I want to talk about the free heart checkup camps, which are followed by cardiac surgeries. In the last 4-5 years in Rajasthan, we have organized the free heart checkup, mega heart checkup camps at various places, namely Udaipur and Jaipur. And from all the districts of Rajasthan, the patients have been brought in to the campsite on the specific date. The cardiologists, they examine the patients, and if there was some problem, they were given the due dates for the surgery, and later on the surgeries were performed at Sri Sat Sai Heart Hospital, Rajkot. And I am very happy to say that so far from Rajasthan, 800 patients have been given the free heart surgeries. This year, when this free heart checkup camp was organized at Jaipur, the then Chief Minister of Rajasthan, Srimati Vasundhara Raje Sindhya, was present, and she was kind enough, and she said that because the patients have to go to the Rajkot, so the government of Rajasthan will pay to every patient 5,000 rupees for incurring the cost of going and coming back. Apart from this, in the last 2 years, we have established Sri Sat Sai Rural Vocational Training Centers. The first center was established in October 2017. That was in a very small village, Baredi Ka Pura, in a one of the very backward district of Rajasthan, that's a Karoli district. And this vocational training center provides a free vocational training to the youth of the rural area, and it's a course of 4 months. After the completion of the 4 months, all trainees are given the free kit, the free dress, and the certificate also. And they are helped in the process so that they can earn their livelihood. Similarly, we have two such vocational training centers at Jaipur. One is providing training in the tailoring trade, and another is providing training in the field of computer skills. Quite recently, in the month of August, we have started one vocational training center at the tribal area of Udaipur, that is Naya Kheda village. There, the tribal ladies are provided this training in the field of tailoring, and this training is been provided to the 10 ladies in every batch. And after the completion of the training, they are also provided with a stitching kit for that. After this, I just want to mention that we have one more flagship project in Rajasthan, that is Sri Satyasai Rural Medical Project. This project was started by Honorable All India President Sri Nimish Pandya in the October 2016. And in this project, we have a van, medical van, every day which goes to the village. And in this van, there is a doctor, there is a paramedical, there are two sevadal which are there, and they go to the village, they provide free medicines, and if there is some more problem is diagnosed, then they are referred to the higher medical centers. And I'm again happy to announce that so far, more than 30,000 patients have been benefited by this Medicare activity. We have Narayan Seva, which is a very normal activity in all Sai organization in all the states. We have this Narayan Seva activity, and which is conducted as per the local needs and as per the available resources. But there are few samitis which are following it very rigorously. I just want to mention, like, Bhilwada, which is there, it is conducted almost on the daily basis. Then there is a district like which is northern part of Rajasthan, Sri Ganganagar, at a Jaipur district. They are doing it in a very rigorous way. Then we have free medical camps which are organized in most of the samitis, but there is one samiti that is Dotsa. There a free medical checkup camp is being organized on a weekly basis. So the list is almost endless. We can go on and on, but as we all know that Hari Ananta, Hari Katha Ananta. So because of limitation of time, I will stop here. But before I end, I just want to narrate an incident from the Ramayana. When the battle with the Ravana was won, and there was a satsang which was on between Vibhishan and Hanuman. And Vibhishan asked Hanuman that, brother, you do Naam Smarana and I also do Naam Smarana, but yet you are so dear and yet you are so close to the Lord Rama. So Hanuman replied, he said, yes, brother, you are right. You do Naam Smarana and I also do Naam Smarana. But apart from that, how much work of the Lord Rama we are doing with our own hands. That is the key. Bhagavan has also said that those devotees who spread the glory of the Lord are dear to me. So if we want to be dear to Swami, if we want to win His grace, we have no other way except to carry out our Sai organizational activity. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you. most prayerful pranams at the lotus feet of our ever-present Bhagavan, Sri Satya Sai Baba, and my loving Sai Rams to all. We, the members of Sai Spandan from the state of Rajasthan, present at the lotus feet, a short, melodious and humble musical offering. We hail from the land of kings, from the land of poets and fables, the land of many religious sections and beliefs, and home to revered pilgrimage sites as well as holy shrines. It is Rajasthan. The members of Sai Spandan will sing the saga of love, the saga of prayer. No worship can succeed unless the heart is pure and the senses are mastered. Ganesha is the God who helps overcome obstacles. He will clear the path for the sincere sadhak. He is Prasanna Vadanam of beneficial looks. When you pray to him for good ends, he is Pranava Swarupa, the Om personified. So he is auspiciousness itself.
Oh. तुलसीदास कर जोरे बसहु राम सिय मानस मोरे बसहु राम सिय मानस मोरे शंकर सुवन भवानी नंदन शंकर सुवन
Lords, you're welcome, King of Kings, you're welcome, Prince of Peace, as we lift this song to you. Dearest Swami, this is our deepest heart cry, as it is to you we long to see. Open hearts burn for you, outstretched hands reach for you. Bhagavan, we reach for you.
मीरा की धरती के श्रद्धा सुमन ध्वजा की खुशबू को लाए हैं हम वीरता की माटी का टीका लगाकर सेवा के सपनों को मन में सजाकर करते हैं साई तुमको शत शत नमन शत शत नमन कोटि कोटि नमन अभिनंदन है अभिनंदन जगवंदन है जगवंदन जग है आत्मा पुलकित है मन अभिनंदन
Master has always taught the best way to love God is to love all and serve all, help ever and hurt never. This soulful offering is a tribute to Bhagavan's absolute and unalloyed form of love.
Never hurt, never love a third word. Help ever hurt,
Bhakti is not a casual affair. True devotion comes only when there is an intense yearning for God. Mirabai derived supreme satisfaction when she experienced the divine bliss through Pada Sevanam, which is one of the 9 actions of devotions known as Navada Bhakti. Let us sing the glory of Sai Kanhaiya, who raised the Govardhana peak as an umbrella to protect us from the ravaging showers sent by the God of rain. Ma is an expression of gratitude and surrender to our most beloved Mother Sai for blessing us with longing and yearning to develop love for the lotus feet of our most beloved Guru.
Yeah.
Prashantinilayam, known as the abode of supreme peace, the spiritual capital of India, the birthplace and the headquarter of the sacred mission of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba, a place for all spiritual seekers which has the power to nourish the soul and calm the mind. Anyone who steps in this holy precinct and breathes its air vouches to experience the highest peace seeping into their souls.
Thank you.
Sai, who is the mother, father, friend, and wrath of all. To Thee, dear Lord, we offer our tears of gratitude to have chosen us to be born in an era when the Lord Himself chose a humble place amongst us to build His divine abode, transforming not just this beautiful land, but also the hearts of millions across the world. We all bow a zillion times at Your lotus feet to give us strength and devotion as we sing, Tum Jeevan Ho Hamare Pran Ho, Tum Shakti Ho Hamari Vishram Ho.
प्रार्थना साईं के पथ पे चले, Yeah. गोविंद गोविंद गाइए भजनंदन गोपाल कृष्ण गाइए
गोविंद गोविंद गाइए गोपाल कृष्ण गाइए
गोविंद गोविंद गाइए राधे गोपाल कृष्ण गाइए प्रभु गाइए
मुरली मनोहर गाइए प्रभु गाइए
मुरली मनोहर गाइए भजनंदा के लाल प्रभु गाइए प्रभु गाइए गिरधारी गिरधारी गाइए माई मीरा के नाथ प्रभु गाइए
Thank you.
देवा शंभो शंकर देवा जय मां
सुखिनो भवतु समस्त लोकाः सुखिनो भवतु
जय बाबा।